This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Voting is underway for assembly elections in Delhi. Polling began at 7 this morning and will continue till 6 in the evening. Voting is taking place across all 70 constituencies with extensive security measures in place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters to participate in large numbers in the Delhi Assembly elections today. Nearly 8.10% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. in Delhi Assembly polls. In Central Delhi District, 6.67% voter turnout has been recorded, while in East Delhi, the percentage is 8.21. New Delhi District registered 6.51%, North Delhi 7.12%, North East Delhi 10.7%. Northwest 7.66% and the voting percentage was 8.92 in Shahadra area. South Delhi district recorded 8.42%, Southeast 8.36%, Southwest 9.34% and West Delhi recorded 6.76% voter turnout. Now we go over live to our correspondent for the update on the Delhi Assembly polls. Our correspondent Pallavi is with us on the phone line from Kidwai Nagar area in South Delhi. Pallavi, what are you picking at the ground and how is the polling progressing in the area?
Yes, Anuja, I'm present at one of the booths of New Delhi constituency in East Kidwai Nagar. Voting is progressing smoothly here. A large number of voters have gathered here to cast their votes. People of all age groups, including the elderly, women and the youth, are standing in queues. This constituency is high-profile constituency where Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal, Parvesh Verma of BJP and Sandeep Dixit of Congress are in fray. And if we talk about the arrangements, Election Commission has made extensive arrangements to ensure smooth and transparent voting. Facilities like drinking water, toilets, wheelchairs and paramedical staff are available here. Tight security arrangements have also been made. The polling stations and premises are being monitored through CCTV and Delhi Election Commission officials are constantly keeping an eye on the polling booths. For any voter assistance, 24-hour helpline is also available. And let me tell you that nearly 8.10% of voter turnout recorded till 9 a.m. As the day progresses, it is expected that voting figure will cross 61.46% voting registered in the last Delhi Assembly election in 2020.
Right.
Back to you, Anuja.
Yes, thank you, Pallavi, for the details. President Draupadi Murmu, Chief Justice of India Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Singh Puri, Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi were among the first to cast their vote in the Delhi Assembly polls. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today lauded the efforts of the polling officials, security forces and others involved in the smooth conduct of Delhi Assembly polls. Talking to media after casting his vote in Delhi's new Moti Bagh area, CEC Kumar said that more than 12 to 13,000 rallies were done peacefully in Delhi in the past 1 month due to all the returning officers and DCPs working hard.
Sare polling officials ka, sare security forces ka, MCD ka, NDMC ka, sabke log बहुत मेहनत से और सारे आरोज सारे डिप्टी कमिश्नर्स और पुलिस सब मेहनत कर रहे हैं और उसी का फल है कि करीब करीब 12-13 हजार से ऊपर रैलीज और सभाएं पिछले एक महीने में दिल्ली में हुई, मतलब पीसफुली हुई। जो छोटी मोटी घटनाएं हुई, जिनकी शिकायतें हुई, उनको इमीडिएटली उन पर कार्यवाही हुई। तो ये निष्पक्षता है और ये लेवल प्लेइंग फील्ड है। हमने हिदायत भी दी हुई है सबको बहुत सख्त कि सब लोग बिल्कुल लेवल प्लेइंग फील्ड को, फेयर प्ले को सुनिश्चित करेंगे और सबसे पुनः अपील है कि जरूर जरूर।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. He will take a holy dip at Sangam. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is also present on the occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will perform puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. He is also likely to meet the saints and sadhus at Mahakumbh. A three-day meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India is scheduled to begin today in Mumbai. The meeting will continue till Friday. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decisions of the Monetary Policy Committee on interest rates on Friday morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.